initially it was a literal dream that I had, which was playing piano in Joshua Tree at a very specific location that I had kind of, I think I must have remembered it since I was a kid. And it just so happened, I was going to go with my dad anyways. He's a photographer and he was going to take some pictures out there. We found the location and then I just knocked on the door at the administrator's office, and I was frustrated with the EPA and the Department of the Interior's treatment of the National Park Service and, you know, the contention that's around land use, especially monuments. And he said, oh, that sounds like a First Amendment issue. Okay, in that case, you don't need to pay for it. And so then we did the first performance on July 4th. It was very surreal. Every time I do this, it gets more and more surreal and more emotional and more important. It's not really entertainment. It's more art, and it's not about us, because it can't be. I mean, like, look around us, you know? That's what I love about the parks, is like people come here on pilgrimages, whether they know it or not, they're here to just be humbled and to kind of find something that they're looking for. I'm one of those musicians who was just born a musician. I started playing piano when I was about 5. I guess the music comes from a willingness to submit to the things that are around you, which is very difficult sometimes, especially when there's so much minutia that is involved with getting the music to a place, getting a piano off of a truck. And it's like, the more that I think about it, it's the perfect thing. Its meaning is, despite all of our craftsmanship and our ability to design incredible technology to express ourselves, it's ultimately nothing compared to nature. What God can do, it's crazy. A lot of people don't get a chance to be involved in art, especially in an unexpected way. You know, and art should be for people, not necessarily refined or put in museums. And it's kind of like one of those things where if you can distract somebody in a certain way, like if you can get them out of their head for one moment, there's like so much potential in that moment of awe. So this helps in getting people out of their, you know, sadness or their normal thing, their normal way of thinking. To me, it's as simple as, is this place beautiful? Is it doing something for the human spirit that's important to us? If that's what it is, then yeah, it's worth protecting. I would like people to reflect on experiences of beauty that they've had in their life, and to think about how big the world is, how full of potential it is. Those two things together, I think, those are the doors that people can go through, the windows to look through, to find greater meaning, not just in this project, this art, but in a lot of things, you know, beauty and hope, yeah.